It's the Friday Night Laugh Show, conspiracy world rock radio. They got guest musical laughter, just a little bit what I'm after. It's the Friday Night Laugh Show, to read it on a banner that the show is hosted by Mr. Monsander.
Hello, Zot from Cooking Soul. Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Hello, everybody. Good night.
You going already?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Thriller.
Yeah, both classics
in
the room.
I stayed up late to watch that.
Yeah, man, I remember Thriller back in the day, man. Yeah, it had that edge. Yeah, man. But, a classic video.
That's funny.
Yeah, man.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Quick, straight out of Compton, California. And you're listening to the Friday Night Live Show with my homeboys, Mr. Montana and Menace. Why not? Corrupt, Quick, Blackout. Let's keep it rocking on Friday Night Live. Peace.
Hello, cunt.
Check this out, this is Chuck, and you're now tuning to Conspiracy Worldwide. No red tape, no white tape, no black tape, just pure hip-hop with no profit involved. Started the revolution, conspiracy continues to fight. Music and the message, that's right, you're listening to Mr. Montana, the voice of the common man here on the Friday Night Live Show.
Yes, 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 it's a worldwide conspiracy, politic theories, international chaos. You're listening to the Friday Night Live Show, Conspiracy Worldwide Radio, hosted by my dog, Mr. Montana. Get it right, it's your boy MC Search. Search like music. It's not a game, people. Check your earlobe for an orgasm. It's about to pop off.
This is Hayden Panettiere, and I'm listening to Conspiracy Worldwide Radio with Mr. Montana Menace. And I, of course, I love you guys.
Yo, what's up? This is Cool Keith from the New York area, the New York City Boogie Down Bronx, checking out the Friday Night Live Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Ron Jeremy, and you're listening to Mr. Montana on Conspiracy Radio. Excellent choice. I'm listening, too.
This is Triple X film star Carol Ott, and you're listening to Mr. Montana on Conspiracy Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Westwood. Understand how it's going down. Kingpin of the car game, live with the big dog. You know, we do up with a legendary. And it's Friday Night Live. Understand what's about to happen here. Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. Real legendary. My dog, Mr. Matana, alongside Menace. Putting it on, man. Really mean your neck, baby. Understand what we're doing. Holla.
Good morning! Welcome once again, July 10th, 2009! Thank you for joining us. An absolutely packed show tonight. Brand new music, live guest after live guests. We're gonna have to get into it real quick tonight, Menace.
Cholet.
If you're out there tonight, or you're listening on the podcast on iTunes, etc., you know the email address, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. Shouting out to DJ Tats each and every single Friday. Should we begin?
Uh-oh. Let's do it, man. Let's do it right.
Let's begin. For all the believers.
You know it's bad when jesters are laughing at the king.
Turn it up!
Ignoring rats.
Silverboard navigates through space. Autobiography by Stan Lee.
Come on.
Is he man or machine? He catches bullets. Missile launcher attached to his forearm. He never shook up.
Okay, take your time, man. Take your time.
Crimson droplet on my new kicks. The sight of blood get me excited like slime and new chicks. Timberland suede, rub against the grain. Watch it change shade. Speak to the youth, watch they slang change. I'm four Obamas, 17 Einsteins, 36 Noam Chomsky. Nothing escapes my mind's eye. Central cruiser, hanger left on Rosecrans. Passengers beautiful, she made me burst with no hands. Bravery like Conan. See me posing pictures with swords, swinging with both hands. Lounging casually, fluffy sacks the norm here. Browser strategy, some attack and fall here.
Coming for you. Coming for you.
When I bury my rhyme books in a time capsule, along with digital video of my rhyme battles. My mind travels at the speed of light. I breathe on mics and freeze them below zero. The Fahrenheit of polar ice, the microphone device never should be viewed as less than a deadly weapon that'll paralyze any rapper stepping to the guard light. Rip you apart, dark as Caligula's heart. My aim never off, I'm hitting my mark. I'm sending the dart to your bullseye. Secretive as ancient ninjas. On rap tracks, I snap back like suspenders, sending holes through your vintage clothes. I'm a major player like this pimp I know. They buried him in his roles. I'm leaving cowards in the aftermath of media showers. In the tragic path of acid rain that eats and devours your skin. It's getting bloody, it's the movie platoon. Lifeless, the Uzi platoon, sending you to the moon, nigga.
139 countries. 139 lands that all listen to Conspiracy Friday. DJ Tat Racklow, Montana Menace, and sometimes Jeff Trenkle.
Off the Fonzarelli's mentor, cooler than menthol. My ink the same color as Pendol. Pin raw, hit jaw, quick draw, get lost, pin draw, shit boss, whip cars, dick bras. And all of them thick, y'all. Most of they skin color same as a stick ball. I tear through the tracks like 10 claws. Got ways to get up in your home.
Undetected like Chris Paul's.
Listeners felt the texture of your flow. I even heard one remark.
I never felt lyrics this song.
How dare you say my name on the track? Y'all don't war war. How you gonna clash with the Titans? Y'all don't hold swords, them extra long shits with the eye of Thundera on it. When I hold it over my head, it tends to scare opponents.
Come on.
I wear stainless steel turtlenecks cause this industry is cutthroat. Especially if your songs ain't for club goers.
If this is to be our last show ever, we better make it good tonight.
You're going into South Central. Let me tell you what's in South Central. A lot of bad, brother. You got no friends in South Central. You're not going to pull over. Let me give you a scenario that's not going to happen. You're not going to pull over a couple brothers in South Central. They're going to hop out of their car. Oh, it's Officer Vince. Well, let me put a spit shine on your boots. Nah. They're going to fire back with AK-47s. Now, you're going to have to learn to talk if you're going to be a cop. You're going to have to tell people you need to get out of the car and go ahead and give me your license and registration right now. Okay, right now?
It's Matt Cole, 8 bars and rip the jacket in the booth. It's time to make history, cousin.
Ascending master, seventh dimensional plane. Ishmael's blood.
Let's really go in.
his bars and call the rented from the heavens to rain. Step to what will send.
God bless one extra.
Hallowed be thy name, spit force and Notre Dame. King Solomon, Saint Germain. Meditate.
Life's a test, conspiracy worldwide.
Words from the golem, your metaphor lurks in the accountant, allergic to pollen. The earth is an island, we live divided, so the workers are violent. They don't prefer to be silent, they deserve to be admonished, and I realize it. They have the knowledge, but for now, I'm the pilot. I designed it, I'll fly it, stand back and be quiet. I bust my 16 by using the touch screen. My brother screams, bitch, calm down, it's just dreams. I take your beat CD and throw it on the floor. Gave me the same beat you already gave me before. Soap eyes and mentor, play pinball. Place the ballpoint to the back of the skull, then pull. You think you a gangster, you live in New Hampshire with dancers and hamsters and wangsters from Kansas. The features of money, the way they act, believe me, they don't love me. But I still get busy, buddy. Bloody and ugly, pissy and drunky. In the Pakistani prison with Rusty, standing there in your undies. I transform into a beast with wide teeth. You transform into Tyree, so I speak. Don't lie to me, this is called lyrical sodomy. To survive, I had to lay a dead body on top of me. I bomb atomically, lexicography properties. From high minus to these, can't describe how I be dropping these odysseys. Lyrically perform cartography. There's no stopping me, you might as well rock with me. Don't ever stop the beat, don't ever stop trying to rhyme. Don't ever think that you can spit a verse better than mine. Got that good, I ain't got nothing to sign. I just do what I do all the time, I bust the rhymes. The beat is crazy, and it's about time. These MCs are all so one of a kind.
Cool, we clear for you.
Yeah. La Costa Nostra. A brand you could trust. Bell, what up? Slang, you owe me a drink, motherfucker. Luciano on the beat.
We'll leave you standing there in your undies.
Beatles.
As Cannabis just said,
Bill, take this.
We are conspiracy, remember?
Out of the gas mask, suitcase noose, exploding our foes, artificial intelligence, the cyborgs, every man, woman, and child shall be identified by a microchip implanted and injected in the IP, how they operate. Beat you in their mouth with rape, fuck you in their face, bang you in their crown with shanks, navigate through crowds of snakes, pounds of shake, miles of flakes, that dick face and smiles is fake, produce rage like Tom Morella, Alpha Skrilla, move weight like an eBay power seller, my sounds is terror, beat game. Megatherion, carry on, life is like an epic. The chariots are gone, lost children steaming the floor. Some up across billions, dollars in digital. Monsters with pistol suit, transcend beyond the physical. Rocket launcher missiles, cruise like the words I use. Until collisions prove catastrophic. Satanic prophets in space capsule cockpits. Watching demons and angels clashing in the mosh pits. Welcome to the apocalypse. The final step, the final conflict, the final concept.
That's everybody a fucking cyborg, and the recession is fake. They had me fucked up, giving a confession to Jake. I ain't wanna get knocked, but I guess it was fate. I'm a fallen angel, a descendant of apes. I'm an ancient astronaut, I'm from the Nephilim race. Biochip is here so you get arrested and raped. Hitler never died, they just faked his death and escaped. It was genocide, but they never questioned the hate. I was petrified, now I rock a vest and I'm safe. And these stupid motherfuckers have obsession with faith. The world's welfare rests with the congressional snakes. This is hell here, just look at the president's face. All I saw was darkness, a presidential debate. My mind too strong, moving at an exceptional pace. And the AR-15 just level the place. Now we live in Thunderdome, unacceptable place.
I got a crazy feeling certain people watching me walk. I'm too high to know who the fuck's dropping me off. Why the fuck my knuckles are so covered in blood? Somehow I got a funny feeling that the government does. Check one, no bank account, no bills in my name. Check two, no jobs, taxes, or children to claim. Fuck, I think they can trace me. Basically chase me, erase me, and face in the paper. They basically made me famous. I hate this, I'm wasted. I'm strapped on my back like a fucking lunatic patient. I'm not going crazy, they're swearing I may be. Erica, please take care of the baby. Baby, don't be hysterical. Hysteria's hazy. Always knew how my mysterious ways be. You just thought I was lazy on the couch. Instead, I was feeling the taste, the gun in my mouth.
Yeah. Yo, sick nature, what up? Snow goons, what up? Savage brothers, what up? About to take over the fucking industry. Baby Grand Records in this motherfucker. Yo, check it out. Lord Lutz. I'm empty of love, lust will witness sick as a thugs. I'm grilling your mug, high on more drugs than caught any love. Hard bar steady, thinking I'm a star already. When I whip out my dick and piss on you bitches like R. Kelly. Raw, deadly, welcome to the family, sick nature. This beat is legit, throw shit like pit papers. Walk the streets late, with an army of click fighters. Cause I'm bringing more flame to your cypher than big lighters. You get lit up. Pass the blunt, don't make me ask twice. I'm trying to keep green on me at all times like plant life. This cat's nice, rhyme by heist in past lives. You can kill me, I'm coming right back like Jay Christ. Reaching great heights, Lord Lust, a future legend. It was destined, I'm the worst thing to happen since 9-11. Plus my reverend is 7, at 8, I raised a crime rate. Full of hate, twisted mind, evil is my divine fate.
Way hard, I end up in the graveyard. This is Lust and the Goon, Savage Brothers in HR. This is R-A-W-W-A-R. You're trying to stop us, you fuckers get stuck in some place dark. Pray hard, I end up in the graveyard. This is Lust and the Goon, Savage Brothers in HR. This is R-A-W-W-A-R. You're trying to stop us, you fuckers get stuck in some place dark. Pray hard.
Face it, basic instinct, you face this, your face get laced with tin boots. The hatred is faceless, sanctioned 10 troops. They all sick nation, paint went against suit. My boss put the paper. Strive for unique lines to keep mine stable. Reside with street signs to keep crime able. Shine with a sleek nine to keep my table. Line with his eat time to feed my baby. I let you step up, thinking that you got it. He left with a left hook, screaming for the county. He left in that red truck, speeding with the sirens. You could extra, extra read all about it. Got that fire, fam. Let me hold the spark. You ain't a violent man, you got a phony heart. You're known to keep that iron, man. But you ain't Tony Stark, hunt amongst the lions, and you get torn apart.
Pray hard, or end up in the graveyard. This is Lust and the Goon, Savage Brothers in HR. This is R-A-W-W-A-R. You're trying to stop us, you fuckers get stuck in some place dark. Pray hard, or end up in the graveyard. This is Lust and the Goon, Savage Brothers in HR. This is R-A-W-W-A-R. You're trying to stop us, you fuckers get stuck in some place dark.
Cash is clay, bash your face, fucker. I run with a bunch of psychos with gas in their waist. Call my man Kevin Dimmel, make the casket break. Yo, Lust with a Dutch hat, pass it this way.
Right here.
Peace, Kwan, what up? Man, it's trying to get paid. And I'm stuck in my ways in these devilish days at war with the pigs. In the streets where we live, pit bulls stick up kids, a click full of hollow tips. On the block with the goons and the goblins. Sick of nature on the beat, we demolish it. And you ain't hot, I'm a rock in a lava pit. And you don't want war like pacifist politics. We'll see who got the biggest nuts when the llama kick. Fuck you, keep it moving, that's my motto, kid. Puff herb and swallow gin. All the rest is irrelevant, it ain't worth acknowledging.
Pray hard, or end up in the graveyard. This is Lust and the Goon, Savage Brothers in HR. This is R-A-W-W-A-R.
Shout going out to Snow Goons.
Pray hard.
Oh, it's on everybody locked on tonight.
Lust and the Goon, Savage Brothers in
20 minutes past the hour of 10 p.m. inside the UK.
Are you trying to stop us, you fuckers get stuck in some place.
We are on MSN tonight if you want to talk to us directly. The Friday Night Live Show at Hotmail.com.
Give it to you. What a trivia.
There's a nice cool breeze going through the studio tonight. Not like last week's Sweaty Betty show.
Pray hard.
Speaking of Sweaty Betty, shout out to Sensei FM.
I smoke good like a Rasta mind. All around me I'm on point like a...
This is the one.
I'm the optimum. I'ma be eating until my belly stick out as far as the optimum. I'm an abomination. I'm an anomaly in conversation. I'm honoring confrontation. With a dime doing dominatrix on her. Disrespect me, I'll wet you like condensation. Water. I'm a mixture between Chris Brown and Chris Jericho. Where's your daughter? I'm more than y'all can handle. At the Grammys, I send an Indian girl to the podium to say no thank you. Like Marlon Brando, the Oscars, the Godfather, our father. You should praise me. I got some syphilis nunchucks wearing the AIDS gi. That mean I'm sick when I kick shit. Come to my concert, get some SARS on the tip of your ticket. I'm super cold. I don't spit, I shit on your whole team. These niggas think I'm from Cleveland or something, the way I be dropping the Browns off at the Super Bowl. Game time, nigga, let's hit the stove. And if I gave a fuck, this is where the hook would go. This is street hop.
no rules. The rest of y'all niggas watered down like old dudes. I'm willing to do what you won't do. I'm old school. I'm a Mac. I punch rappers cause I'm Pro Tools. I hit your pause button. I cease fronts. You don't start nothing, it still might be something. You don't want nothing, you might have something. If I go over your head, it's cause your ass ducking. Fuck underground. I rhyme for them fly motherfuckers is up that ain't trying to dumb it down. Fuck radio. Fuck video. I live by the bus scenario. What the dealio? You can stop listening right now. I'm pussy eating with bitches. I put the dike down. Cause I'm a diamond. I'm llama rhyming. You Ramadanin'. Simon says that in my prime I'm here. Everywhere I go is a crime there. Why you on looking at me in the lawn chair? Cocaine, propane. I'm a living degenerate of the dope game. Relate to it. Though you thought you probably couldn't put a face to the opposite of how to fake do it. I'm hip-hop savior, the old faithful. Sick shit, stop you off that liquid like brake fluid. This is street hop.
Royce the 5'9". Slaughterhouse, where's your daughter? Okay, tonight then, we're going to get into our first guest in a few moments, in about 5-6 minutes, something like that. Last week we promised going to run a competition. The way it panned out, we're going to run it tonight. Now, at first, you might look at this and be skeptical and think, no, that's not me. I wouldn't be seen dead in a disco. This is no ordinary disco, okay? This is not a disco. This is Ben Dover's Porn Disco, celebrity laden. You're going to meet people from that you've been watching on the TV. Bobby Davro is going to be there. That's right, Bobby Davro is going to be there.
Big.
Damn, Bobby Davro! That's big! So Bobby Davro is going to be there. There's going to be a whole heap of people. Basically, it's going to be a free night out. You're going to get free drink if that's your thing when you get there. We've heard from Ben Dover himself, you're going to be taken good care of. I don't know what that means. I don't want any videos of what that means either. But bear in mind, it's going to be a real good night out. We're going to run a competition. We're going to run a competition before 11 p.m. GMT tonight. One simple question, given to us by Ben Dover himself. It's so simple, nobody could get this wrong. Email us the answer. We'll pick a winner. In fact, what am I saying? We'll pick two winners. We've got two tickets to give away. So we'll pick two winners from the winning entries. You can bring a guest as well, by the way. You can bring a guest. So don't think you have to come on your own. Like, I'm here for the porn disco. You can bring somebody. But that's going to be coming up before 11 p.m. It's the disco with porn. Sorry, Menace. What were you going to say?
Suggestive. That's all. Just the fact that we're suggestive. He's going to take care of people, you said.
He is, yes. I don't know what he means by that. I genuinely don't know what he means.
Surely it's not him, though, that's taking care of people. Surely he's talking about women taking care of people from his team, I'm guessing, right?
No, that's part of the stipulation. If you win the competition, you get bummed by Ben Dover. I'm sorry.
Oh-ho!
Surely!
Real hip-hop is back.
Is it Brand New Detox?
Oh.
Sweet Jesus. First guest on the way tonight. Hallelujah. Then we got the porn Hallelujah. Disco ticket giveaway.
I just put
the
Good morning, church. Let's open up our Bibles. Rap book recitals. Let's discuss these whack rhymers, backsliders. Mindless, spineless. By their own jury, they're blinded. By chain after chain, cause they used to be enslaved. Kunta's, Kunta, tap dance for your advance. Then lie to all the field niggas about how you got your chance. Swear you've been a renegade, but nigga, please, you've been afraid. Go get master his lemonade and stop with all the street charades. You a gangster, when did this happen? At Magnet School in drama class, where you was learning acting and dope dealing, scene stealing, made a perfect fit. The labels need new acts, you act, so what a perfect feeling. Fill in the blanks, but never can replace the feeling of real music, real hustlers that been through it. Real riders, real rhymers, get their lives to it. And if you with me, say amen, it's time for real music.
Congregation, please stand. Receive the blessing from my motherfucking hands. Sit holy water, walk through the promised land. It's Bishop Lamont, my heel, crush the devil head. Hip hop is dead, that's what the devil says. It's all about swag, that's what the devil says.
Detox, September.
Bless the trap.
Big!
Let me welcome you to Babylon, where fools babble on and languages confuse.
It's hard to translate, for instance, when they state they keep it real, they really mean they keep it fake. Peace means war, one love is one hate. A stab in the back, the same as a handshake. It's Hollywood, Hollyweird, where your favorite rapper goes and disappears. Off the planet like an alien abduction. Next album, first single, sounds strange when he be bustin'. Must be that Scientology, a blow that he been snuffin'. Or a combo of both, take a trip, let's coast. Be rock stars in five-star hotels and overdose. MTV Diary doesn't come close. You think you know, but you have no idea about the demons and scheming that goes on inside here.
Congregation, please stand. Receive the blessing from my motherfucking hands. Sip holy water, walk to the promised land. It's Bishop Lamont, my heel, crush the devil head. Hip hop is dead, that's what the devil says. It's all about swag, that's what the devil says. Lend me some cash, that's what the devil says. Bless the trap, partake of my daily bread.
Unholy trinity, sex, drugs, and alcohol. Your biggest artist, from knees came their downfall. Even right now, as you listen, it's around y'all. And me too, that's how you know that I'm not lying, no. These stars wanna blow their brains to Venus and die outside the club, be the next River Phoenix. I mean correction, I mean Heath Ledger. Who would think an Olsen twin would deal the deadly pleasure? But this no sitcom, so try and sit calm while I read you more scripture from the bishop's song. From these streets in this business, many disappear. They both will promise you, swallow you, then shed no tear. You know the saying, I'll have a new nigga next year. Don't let it take your soul like it took Shakir. Don't let it take hold, keep your vision clear. You never know, that could be me or you next year.
Congregation, please stand. Receive the blessing from my motherfucking hands. Sip holy water, walk to the promised land. It's Bishop Lamont, my heel, crush the devil head. Hip hop is dead, that's what the devil says. It's all about swag, that's what the devil says. Lend me some cash, that's what the devil says. Bless the trap, partake of my daily bread.
To me, classic, classic, hard, vintage, Dr. Dre. So basically, it's a really good night out. And it's happening next Friday, July 17th, 8 p.m. onwards, courtesy of Conspiracy Worldwide, and of course, Bendover himself. Rumour has it we're going to be talking to the main man tonight. I don't know if you know this, Menace, but Bendo, we're not just going to talk to him about porn and all that like we did last time. But of course, he's performing for a whole month, all the way through August, at Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Now, this is a place where people like Ricky Gervais, so many people have performed. This has been like a mainstay of comedy inside the UK, and now he's going to be performing there. Can you believe that?
That's right. I mean, even Doug Stanhope has been there a couple of years back, so you know it's official when he performs there.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking to Bendover tonight all about his stand-up comedy and, of course, about the disco next 17th July. You've got to make it. We're going to do the question, the competition, before 11 p.m. GMT. We have a guest on the way. Count for nothing.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Yeah, I've been fretting. A thug and you go against me, you two can count for nothing. I'm the king of the backpackers, it's T-Bone contact, any whack rapper. It's biometric, how I wet you, my dialect, an entire weapon is set to just fire reckless. Black, like,
one, two,
guns through, in the same booth, the federales trying to run through. Like,
three, four,
we raw, me and Vish trading like a triple beam seesaw. Woo! I'm a veteran, the Mac 11, the pump, you can name whoever you want, Wayne. I'm just playing with that. I keep the
4-5
on my hip. You take me serious, then I might trip. About
7-8
niggas and die, feeling some type of way. I figure it's pride. I'm the right on truth, and that's right. I'm even plotting on my own crew. Joe, Crooked, or Tiz. Thuggin', you go against me, you two can count for nothing. Like,
two,
like,
three,
three, like you can count for nothing.
I'm with choices to option. Royce the hip hop is what Mike Buffer's voice to boxing. Yes, it's a couple dope dealers somewhere that got rich living the shit that I spit.
Me,
I don't reenact, nigga, I illuminate. I know every point where I count like a Q&A. It ain't an arm when it's tucked in my boxes. It's Lindsay Lohan, niggas call me Firecrotch. I'm seeing clear like a Maybach. I drop my coupe, black shoes, black noobs I bought. I spit fire like Izod, why not? Cause sure enough, I'm glowing like Ty Mock. And y'all crying like babies over the net. I should call you niggas Lady Gaga. I call you and M, need to get together. Y'all need each other, nickel shady, blah, blah. If I die, I'ma leave heat. I'ma leave the sun behind. I'm trying to rebrand. Don't try to ban a drummer. He's an animal and you can be a random number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Y'all been front. Without an ounce of thug and you go against me, you two can count for nothing. Like,
two,
like,
three,
like,
you two can count for nothing.
I put the gun in lanes, eeny, miny, Motown, play the numbers game. Five shots on my block, it's like four once I see like my pops a Cyclops. With both eyes, I see you got no size. Bring it to your Chippendale neck with the bow tie. Call you Stan, grab a bitch ass like, hey, call me OJ the Juice Man. I get away with murder, that Johnny Rocket in my pocket with my favorite burger. I'm trying to shake it like a Polaroid. They said I couldn't do it twice, call me Soulja Boy. I said,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Y'all been frontin'. Without an ounce of thug and you go against me, you two can count for nothing. Like,
two,
like,
three,
like,
you two can count for nothing.
Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. We're going to be talking to some real legends tonight, as well as, of course, the brand new artists. It's a real nice mixture. And we're going to welcome to the show now one artist which I grew up on. And that might sound crass. I know a lot of times I do say I kind of grew up on certain artists and all that sort of thing. But this guy, when he came out originally with the group Caveman, released an album in 1991, which many people to this day says hasn't dated one bit. And you compare that to other classic UK groups like Hijack and Gunshot, it has to be said, some of their albums now have dated. You maybe couldn't introduce them to newer listeners of hip-hop in the same way you could Positive Reaction by this guy. His name's MCM. He was brilliant in 1991. He's brilliant today. He's got a new album on the way. I was talking to him this week, and the impact that this guy had to me on UK hip-hop is phenomenal. And I do keep moving away from the mic in a Tay Zonde kind of manner, just so I can just so I can see my phone and I can put his number in. Yes, Caveman, MCM is about to bless us with his presence. Looking forward to this. Are you, Menace?
Definitely. I mean, this is going to be an introduction to me too. I'm not really up on this stuff, as I said to you the other night. So this is going to be a history lesson for myself also, man. Looking forward to it for sure.
Let us know, all the people out there. I would have thought mainly UK listeners at the moment, over 25s as well, maybe, who know Caveman. This is not good for him. This does not sound good. It sounds like he's like somebody who just disappeared. Well, he did anyway. Let's speak to him, shall we, and ask him why and what's happening with this new album. I've got a track off the new album. He sounds brilliant. He really does. He's come back strong.
Yo,
MCM, welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Yes, 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 well, my man Montana on the Conspiracy Live Network. What's going down, man? What's popping?
Yeah, we're doing well, man. I won't ask you for a jingle at the end of the interview now. Thanks for that. No, we'll definitely use that. Listen, man, it's an absolute pleasure to hear your voice, and it was the other day when I called you. And it's great to hear this news that, of course, you have a new album on the way.
Oh, yes, that's right, that's right. The LP's called The Brother from Another Mother, and it's been in working for about, say, 2 years now. But, yeah, it's definitely got some dope tracks on there, you know what I mean? I've got some features from C-Lone, who's an up-and-coming artist that I'm working with, some sweet vocals from Lady Lex, she's a singer. And who else have I got on there? I've got a couple of Nomad the Poet. Yeah, a couple of people on there, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, it should be a good look when it, you know, when it does surface.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
let's talk about the aesthetics of the album then. I mean, is this all brand new material recorded in the last few years?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's just stuff that, you know, I've you know, worked on here, but obviously, you know, I'm going to be doing more and more stuff. I've kind of like laid off the writing and stuff for a little bit, you know, due to, you know, the aspects of life that we have to deal with, you know, kids and such forth. But, you know, I'm back on working, you know, on some more beats. And yeah, I'm doing a track with these guys called Double.
Right.
You know, some hot lyricists. And yeah, funny enough, before you called me, I was just writing.
Is it?
And then I popped out for a little bit. And then I thought, oh my God, I've got to come. I've got to sort this thing out, man. We got to get this interview going on. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So
it's all real like that, man.
So you sound very energetic. You sound full of life. You've got the new album on its way. No definite release date yet. That's not that important. The album's done, and it is coming out for all the people that will hark back, of course, to Positive Reaction. As I said to you the other day, it's one of those albums which, strangely, I've got many albums, and a lot of the old UK albums, which I love, they've got a lot of dust on them. This one has no dust on it, if you understand what
I
mean. It sounds
thank you very much, man.
It sounds very fresh. Know? And I think I speak for many people who are listening now from the UK. It's not just my own personal opinion. That album is a classic, and to me, so was the one that came after it. So people will be expecting a lot, but I've got a feeling people will be hearing that you've got a new album, picking up the album, listening to it, thinking, well, it won't be anything like Positive Reaction. I've heard a track from it. We've had a track sent through from this new project. And as I said to you the other day, this is not just the MCM that I knew and loved, but it's a better MCM that I knew and loved as well. So
thank you,
I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all about, you know, for the love of the music, first and foremost, you know. I mean, like, as we know, you know, hip-hop has changed, you know, throughout the years to hip pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know, I just try to you know, I think I've grown as an artist, and you know, I'm a person that just loves music, so like I try to get my influences from, you know, good music, you know, whether it's present, you know, I mean, I'd be buying a lot of the old dusty vinyl, digging in them crates always, you know what I mean? You know, trying to find something that is gonna, you know, enhance not only my own soul, but you know, for the people listening as well, you know. And yeah, it's just all about making good music, and I think that's something that is missing within the you know, the current scene of, you know, of hip-hop music, you know.
Yeah,
it's just like you know, everybody's just following what's out there, you know. I mean, the Dirty South, you know, is the big thing now. But necessarily, you know, but that doesn't necessarily, you know, get to my soul. So I don't deal with that.
No.
I just deal with what I know, which is the proper hip hop music, you know.
What about the argument then, from people like DJ Semtex and such like, that no one's checking for good hip hop anymore, as we would call good hip hop? No one's checking for that. So people, particularly UK artists now, they have to make this music which isn't hip hop. They, and even in the US, they have to make this synthetic flow rider music. They have to make that because nobody is checking for real hip hop. That is the case, by the way. I'm not asking you, is that true? It is the case. Why do you think that is in the UK, for example? What's happened?
Well, I just think, you know, the music industry on the whole it's a money making machine now. You know, it's always been that, but it's, you know, the artists are no longer taking control of, you know, what they love, you know. They're just letting the industry dictate to them what is, you know, appropriate for now, what is, you know, the now sound or whatever it is, you know. And I feel that's the problem, you know. I feel like a lot of the individuality is, and the love for the real hip-hop music, you know, the Marleys, the 45 Kings, the Demon Boys, the London Posse, whatever, you know, a lot of that, you know, people, they've just moved on from that, you know. And, you know, but for me, I mean, it's a thing where, you know, that's what enhanced my love for the music, and that's why, you know, I stick to that, you know, and that's what's needed. That's what I think. I just think, you know, artists need to just take control of, you know, this whole game. You know, we need to just take it back, you know?
Yeah. Let's take it back for a quick second, because something's always intrigued me. What happened with Caveman as a group? I've always wondered.
Well, basically, you know, well, the principal, he, you know, at the time Caveman was going, he decided that, you know, he was on the verge of becoming a Muslim.
Okay.
And he went to America for a bit, did a couple of beats out there, and, you know, made a decision not to make music no more. So, you know, he, you know, decided, you know, that he wasn't going to do it no more. I haven't seen or heard from him, you know, but I'm sure he's doing, you know, well in what he's doing, you know what I mean? You know, props to the principal all the time. Diamond J, he's still making beats. Sometimes I still see him, you know. And, yeah, it was just a thing where, you know, it just came to an end, you know. People, you know, things happen, and people decide to go their own ways and do their own thing, you know. And, yeah, it just happened like that, really, you know.
How much money did you make off Positive Reaction? let's cut to the chase, you know. I mean,
you know, for the amount of records that were sold, I think we sold about 30,000 copies of Positive Reaction. Yeah, 30,000 for a UK hip-hop album. That is a lot, but, you know, dodgy contracts, you know. basically, you know, we just wanted to make great music. At the time, I was 17 years old, you know, and, you know, when Profile, you know, gave us the contract, we was just overwhelmed that we got this opportunity. And, you know, we didn't really think of the business side of things, so there wasn't really much money made from my side of things, but somebody made a whole lot of money. Maybe the record company, but hey, I thank God for the experience. I'm more grown up, you know, and it's more of a thing where, you know, it's not, you know what, it's still even not about the money for me, you know. It's about the product first and foremost, you know. But if it gets into the right hands and the right people want to deal with this project, you know, and there can be money made from it, then great. But, you know, product first and foremost, you know. This is how deep this music thing is to me. Not just hip hop, just music, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Some music, you know.
We spoke to Silver Bullet on the show a few months ago. And, of course, his big thing was about Top of the Pops. He rejected Top of the Pops. He wasn't going to do it. It stung him quite a lot. Now, with the track I'm Ready, of course, I think that was the Jimi Hendrix sample on there. That was getting a lot of mainstream attraction. Now, I always wonder with Caveman, I mean, what was the biggest, or should I say the tallest height you ever reached in terms of mass media back then?
Oh, I think, well, we did the New Music Seminar, you know, New York. What else? You know, did a lot of tours, you know, playing with Gangstar. Wow. You know, that was, you know, for me, you know, that was the, you know, the biggest thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and just getting a lot of respect from, you know, people, a lot of the stateside artists recognizing who you were, you know. As far as media, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it got to something like number 50, just outside of the top 40, I'm Ready was. But I think because of the Hendrix sample, it couldn't get released in America. I'm Ready, it didn't, but you know, still it got a lot of love, and, you know, I'd say all those things played a part in, you know, being a big hype to,
yeah,
what was the career back then, you know?
Yeah. What do you think about the recent, of course, Gangstar split, and have you seen the new Guru track? Have you heard the brand new
No.
video?
Do you know what? It's funny because, you know, because Premier's been doing so much stuff, so much remixing and so much, you know, working with, well, the cream of the crop of hip-hop artists, you know, you kind of felt from the last Owner's album that something wasn't quite right, you know. And I haven't heard a new Guru track, but
you need to watch. Good? If you're ever in a bad mood, put this track on. And it will surely lighten up your day. Surely you will laugh at this. It's unbelievable that Guru would ever think of doing something like this, in my view.
Wow.
He's smiling in the video. He's almost dancing in the video to a kind of a house beat. This is the brand new Guru track. And to me, that's when I might give some credibility to people who walk around with a head down going, oh, no, hip-hop's dead, hip-hop died. With a head down going, oh, no, hip-hop's dead, hip-hop died.
Sorry, I'm hearing myself.
Oh, no, hip-hop's dead. One second, sorry, we had a bit of echo there. And you know what? I might give a bit of credibility to that when I think that, you know, Gangstar, we grew up on Gangstar. This was the lifeblood of hip-hop. They were hip-hop.
Yeah.
And now I see this new Guru video that, you know, I expected N-dubs on at the end. And, you know, I just think, oh, God. But you perform with Gangstar. You got just outside the top 40. The thing is, what you've done, because I know for a fact that that track, I'm Ready, that was one of the tracks that got my dad into hip-hop. And you know,
wow.
Wow,
okay,
my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but it had that appeal, and he loved that track. But in particular, though, we're talking, of course, about Here and Now, but it's just a few things I wondered about the past. Why then, let me ask you this, why then, and what do we do? It makes sense. What do we do then about the current problems that we've got? I know you said there that artists need to take it in their own hands and they need to do this, but that ain't going to happen overnight, because if the industry people keep dangling these carrots, then of course people are going to go, oh yeah, of course, I'll do that video, I'll do that track. So realistically, what do people like yourself do now? Realistically, I mean, you can't just put this album on the internet and expect to change everything. I mean, is there anything you can do to change this situation?
To me, you know, just go. That's a very difficult question, because the climate is so hazy. But for me, what I do is, like I say, I just, you know, go into myself. You know, I know I can write raps. I know that when I make beats, it comes from the soul. Let's do what feels good to the soul. Yeah, let's make music that feels good to us, so that when we put it out there, you know, it generates some sort of feeling, some good vibe. You know, the good vibe is missing from rap music. You know, and you know, props. You know, still props to Guru because of his past work. You know, I mean, you know, none of us can doubt that. It's just, you know, it just gets the sad thing about the game is it gets political. You know, when money gets involved, when the artists don't see eye to eye. That's why I say it's an individual thing. You know, you're either love this thing. Love the culture and you respect the culture till the day you die, or you know what I mean, or you just go with what's current and flowing, you know.
Maybe if we change what payment meant in hip hop, maybe if good vibes, as you called them, maybe if that became an artist's payment, people absolutely, you know, in their heart, feeling their music and feeling what they're saying. Because, of course, that's missing from so much music today. Maybe if you change the reason why people make music, that would be a start, you know? And that could be paying
enough. That would be significant, yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree, you know? But as I was saying for myself, I mean, that's how I do it. I just go into my soul. You know, I got all my vinyl, through my life experiences. You know, I just take everything and put it in the music. And because I'm a music lover, that helps. I feel like a lot of the generation that get involved with rap music now are just in it for the wrong reasons. You know, they're in it to be stars, or they're in it to, you know what I mean? They're not in it for the music, and that is the problem, I think.
Yeah. Intention. Intention.
It's the reason why I probably won't make a lot of money. But, you know, but that's not the most important thing to me, you know?
No. Intention.
And, you know, and it's to about us lovers of hip hop, know?
That's it. It's about love and it's about the intention, isn't it? It's about why people do what they do. It's why we're sat here talking to you, and it's why you're about to release this new album. Remind us the title of the new album so people can make a note.
The title is called Brother From Another Mother.
All right.
And
cool.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's more or less done. Mm. But I'm still working on more tracks, you know, because, you know, every other day, you know, something comes into your head, you know, you know, get a little inspiration, you get a little idea. And mind you, it's very hard to be inspired in this time because, like I said, the climate is very hazy as far as, you know, hip hop music is concerned, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But, absolutely.
You know, so.
Yeah.
It's just an individual thing where I just have to go into myself and say, well, maybe they might feel this, you know? Let's see what happens.
Yeah, and let's see what happens this year when you drop this album. Listen, MCM, thank you so much for your time. I'll speak to you off air very, very shortly. And let's get it cracking, man.
Montana.
Let's get it moving, this album, and let's get it out there to as many ears as possible.
Because
we can do that without
a budget. And all that, you know?
No problem at all. No problem at all.
To all the people out there, you know, just do you. You know, I know it's hard out there, but. You know, we have to keep this thing going, you know, because it's too precious, you know. How can we let this thing go, you know? So all the greats, the Lord Finesses, the Marleys, and I'll keep going on about them guys, but those guys changed my life. The Chuck D's of this world, they changed my life, and I'm sure they changed a lot of other people's lives, you know, so.
And whether you're aware of this or not, MCM, you also change a lot of people's lives in the UK.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, man, we're going to end on that note. We've got to keep things tonight, man. God bless. Speak soon, yeah?
Peace.
Yeah. MCM, right. Brother From Another Mother, look out for the album. We'll have it here first on this show. An absolute legend inside the UK. We're going to dip into a few tracks now that signify who our next guest is tonight. I think you'll know who we're talking about when we slam into these. Conspiracy Worldwide!
Yo, man, what up? Yeah, I just came from out the boutique, this triple fact. Hey, Big Daddy Kane.
Yo, what are those, SBs?
Nah, these are live.
Yo, check it out. Man, you know, look how fast you're going.
On the ground.
It's a city spin, you never heard of that?
I am Orion hunting lions, not even trying, I'm lying, I'm just a guy addicted to flying. Magnanimous, overwhelming, unanimous decision to quit cannabis isn't helping with Canada's recent decision to be less critical. I take a little pull, move to California, using medicinal. I know I've done a lot, I think I'm gonna stop.
Why?
I'm just a guy getting stuck up for cash, I want a cop. We don't know what we're drinking, we don't care what we're paying. We have so much to say and we don't know what we're saying. You don't know what I'm thinking, I don't know what you're saying. Maybe your phone's a tap and they know what we're saying.
Different actress, quite the theatrics. Till I'm cut when I'm tired of flinging matches. When no explosion happens, passion passes your gut fast. And you wake up with a girl in a Robitussin mustache. I start to feel like a stalker. Her curves of a drive-by, my nerves is too shot to talk to her. I don't know how to convey it or make you see art. With no control of when our souls are gonna depart.
I wanna lay in your stain like dog and waste that like shitty gold chain. Wanna lay in your vein like blood and play you out like shitty gold chain. Only stay in your brain because you're sane, and that's enough for me to complain. I wanna cave in the pain, but it's too late. Trying to feel good is a strain.
Keep my illest verses for the summer. She know it's so in sync. Somebody call a plumber. Watch me steam with the team gangrene. Get me angry, you'll be found dead like David Carradine.
Let's do it. Let's bring him on, Cage. It's going to be action-packed tonight. We're talking like 6 or 7 guests. Let's move then. We're going to call his manager, is it, man? He's going to call Todd and ask for Cage. He's going to connect him. Is that the deal?
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it then. Calling the number right now. Cage, if you got any particular questions, send them over. The Friday Night Live Show at hotmail.com. Absolutely live radio. You are experiencing everything.
All right, hang on one second.
Hello.
Hello, Cage. Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
In a van traveling through the plains of Colorado.
And
Denver to play a show, yeah.
Ah, excellent. Right,
and
listen.
I just woke up, so,
Yeah.
Yeah, pardon me yawning.
Not at all.
Are we on the air? Are we live on the air right now?
Yes, you're live. We're just connected now. And Menace, my co-host, is going to pick up here. Menace.
How you doing, Cage?
All right. I'm all right.
Good. I'm good, thanks, bro. Good. I'm going to jump right into it and talk about the new album. Of course, it's out right now. The album's called Depart For Me. I was saying to Montana, my partner, earlier, too often a lot of artists aren't able to make such natural progression with their music. I mean, like the progression you've made as of recent with this new album. I mean, both lyrically and sonically, you stepped it up and you've raised the bar again. I mean, to me, it stands as one of your best albums, but what's the reception been like your end, you know, from your peers and the fans so far?
I try not to pay attention to what people think too much, but friends seem to like it. The fans at the shows are going pretty apeshit, so they seem into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, lyrically, you seem to have departed from yourself as an MC in a sense that you don't sound like you have a chip on your shoulder anymore. You seem a lot more free and happier. I mean, is it fair of me saying that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of silly how everybody acts like they're the shit. And I think in a world of everyone saying that they're the shit, I'd rather say I am shit. I think people can relate to that a little bit more.
No doubt. I mean, listening to this album, I get the impression that recording this album was very much therapeutic for yourself. I mean, for me, if anything, this album seems a lot more fun and a lot more accessible than any other album of yours. I mean, was it easier to articulate some of the emotions expressed on this album compared to previous albums?
I think it was, I don't know if it was easier to do. I mean, it was kind of hard, like, conceptually to kind of come up with the ideas, the direction I wanted to go with. Kind of trying to pull it off was the trick of it all.
Right.
And, I wanted to make a record that I'd be scared to release. You know, the biggest, when we released Hell's Winter, the biggest thing I had to fear was people saying, oh, you're a faggot. And, you know, I'm a grown man, so I could deal with that. This record, this time around, I was hoping I'd piss off a lot more people. I don't know, it seems to be working. I mean, commercially, it's my biggest record, and I'm on an independent label, so...
Mm.
Kind of strange to have like MTV and Spin and all these big pop culture mediators kind of like get on board, you know?
I bet. How much of a mental release was it for you, mastering that limit between finding your feet as an artist and peace as a man? I mean, was it hard?
Yeah, it's all hard to do, really. I mean, I kind of, you know, I don't have any kind of grandiose gesturing or anything, I guess, for, you know, to my methods. I'm not a very good salesman when it comes to selling my record. You know, I know so many colleagues like to get really excited when they're selling their projects and...
Mm.
I hate doing this, you know. I nothing against you guys, but I think interviews suck, and I really don't want to have anything to do with this part of it. And you know, if I could stop at making the music and okaying the artwork, that's where it would end for me. And doing the shows, of course. As far as, you know, sitting around talking about myself, I'm in the narcissism business, and it's kind of hard for me to draw the line and you know, sit around and talk about myself or really kind of take myself seriously doing so. I mean, I think when I cross the line as far as not kind of jacking off on a record for fucking 45 minutes and expecting people to think I'm, yeah, you know, I'm well, as good as I keep telling them over and over again.
Well, you're doing a great job. I mean, you just mentioned your colleagues. I mean, let's talk about some of these colleagues. I mean, what would you say you've learned about putting together tracks from working with artists like Glassjaw and Dead Kennedys in comparison to your label mates like LP and Aesop Rock?
You know, it's just you feel it out. You know, I've kind of strayed away from the whole, you know, doing the so many collaborations. Kind of felt like I kind of collaborating, you know, like as far as like Weatherman stuff is concerned, you know, I'll collaborate with other rappers, but other than that, I'm really not that interested in with other rappers too much because it's just not conducive to what I'm trying to do. As far as like other musicians I'm working with, you know, I guess it just kind of, it's all different, you know. Sometimes you make great stuff and sometimes it sucks ass, I guess. You know, different formulas and approaches to songwriting. I think, you know, my first love has always been writing and then music second. So I wanted to progress more as an artist instead of like, you know, writing like battle rap kind of, braggadocio crap is like really easy. I write that shit in 30 minutes. Not that difficult, but I also write this stuff kind of fast too. So it's I don't know. The blackout thing is a little just kind of go with it, you know. Like, you know, the last record was like really like sitting down, kind of like researching the past and writing about it. Just kind of like pulling from the same pond, I guess. But now this record was more about what I was going through at the time. I didn't care. I didn't really care about music. I didn't care what people thought. I didn't care what my record label wanted or expected of me. I didn't care what friends or family. And I was really selfish, and I wanted to be selfish with this record. And you know, in a lot of ways, I thought, you know, my self-destructive behavior had gotten the best of me and that I was destroying myself as a musician. And, you know, I'm probably my worst critic. I'm not good with compliments, and I'm a very strange person. At least that's how I see myself. So, you know, I don't know. It just, this record came out, and, some people like it, some people hate it. I'm really only out to get the love or the hate. Anything in the middle, I don't give a fuck about. I'm not concerned with the ground. So if people hate it or love it, then I've won.
One thing people have loved is this new video. You just recently, of course, put out the Shia LaBeouf video for I Never Knew You about a month back. Just how important was it for you guys to visually capture, you know, the reality of the track's message, you know, so vividly and effectively?
We wanted to, I wrote the, once I gave the treatment to Shia, he had it storyboarded and did some embellishing and added a few things, and one of the things that we talked about the whole time was keeping the cryptic vibe of it. For a lot of people, and I've heard a lot of people, strangely enough, the song has nothing to do with rape. The song doesn't suggest rape, but at the end of the video, there's some people that think it has something to do with rape, and just on record, I'd like to say that's in your sick fucking heads. The video can really mean whatever you want it to mean, as the song suggests. You know, I won't put out what it really is. I'd rather people keep on guessing. So, but we wanted to keep it as cryptic as we could and kind of suggestive, but not too direct, you know?
Yeah, and it definitely comes across that way too, definitely. What about this movie? I mean, for those that don't know, of course, you got this movie coming out. I don't know when. What is it coming out this year, next year? What's the deal with that?
We've gone through quite a journey with this. Shia had the idea that he was an 18-year-old kid, and now he's 23-year-old. you know, and everything's changed a bunch. You know, when I met him, he was, you know, he was a little-known actor with a few films on a Disney background, which was highly attractive to me when he approached me, and it being this, like, little indie art film. And we had like a $5 million movie on deal on the table. We released it as an indie, and we were gonna. It was green lighted. It was about to go full on, and you know. And then he got Transformers, and asked me to try. And I said, you know, at that point I had known him for 2 years, so I said, yeah, I trust you, and you know, then I woke up and he was one of the biggest actors in the world. So, you know, and that's what the video was about. He did the video to, you know, draw more attention to the project, to create some sort of demand or at least pick the interest up on it a little bit. But we've gone through a handful of scripts that we've hated, both of us. You know, we kind of put things on hold for a while because we had a bunch of shit going on, respectively. So, you know, now after when I get back from tour, he's in New York working on a new Oliver Stone film called Money Never Sleeps. And so I'll be hanging out a bunch, and we're going to be working on getting a writer and getting this thing going, finally.
Yeah, that's great news. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to seeing it, man. I mean, what about more videos in support of this album? Can we expect Cage Behind the Camera? Any singles going to come out? Any more videos?
Yeah, we're when I get back from tour, we're trying to figure out the next single and video. We have a couple ideas, but you know, at this point it's definitely a almost a crapshoot at this point, you know. I'm not really sure. I mean, I deliberately made a record with like a handful of singles on it. I definitely went for the catch factor on it, and so, you know, I'm sure it'll be something strange and dark.
Yeah, I mean, the album's only just come out, so you got a minute to think about it, right? You know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to kind of move fast when you strike. So
true.
Right
true.
Now, you know, things are kind of like popping up all over the place. So I'm just kind of like doing everything. And you know, I was hoping that the project would stick. I wasn't really sure. I was trying to pull myself out of this like self-loathing funk that I had like curled into and nestled into when I created the record. So now that I'm touring, I'm just kind of putting on my people face, I think. You jump out of your skin enough times, you forget what it's like to wear it. So.
And speaking of people, I have a couple of fat friends who just so happen to love the new album, especially Fat Kids Need an Anthem. I mean, did you ever foresee Fat Kids Need an Anthem being such an empowering track for fat people on diets? Because it seems to be turning into that. A lot of my friends, as I said, starting to feel empowered about that song, man.
I mean, I thought when I made there were a few things that I did. You know, I knew I wanted to make some sort of stalker song, but I wanted to try to make a romantic stalker song, and I think I kind of achieved that. And then I wanted to make a song about being fat because I didn't really think that. I hadn't really heard many songs about people, you know, it's like kind of an embarrassing thing. And I didn't think there were that many really, it's a huge issue. I mean, you know, I live in one of the fattest countries in the world. You guys are not too far behind, as I'm understanding. And I just kind of felt like, you know, yeah, fat kids do need an anthem.
You know? Yeah.
So, I didn't want to make a song kind of about whining about being fat, but just kind of, that I set out in my mind to say enough is enough, kind of like, you know, losing weight is like kicking drugs. So I set out in my mind to do that, and then you know, then when I got there to the other side of the fence, I still felt like shit. I think it really changed, you know, the the girls, sure, you know, I definitely wanted more girls to show up at the shows. Girls buy shitloads of records. They buy far more records than guys do, and they're usually better fans than guys are. And, you know, I wanted more girls to buy the records. I wanted more girls at shows. And I know it wasn't going to happen unless, you know, I lost a shit ton of fucking weight. So I ended up losing about 100 pounds since 2001.
Good on you. Good on you, man. Bringing it back musically, talking about the album and its production, of course, is very few samples on the album. Being at the part for me is so instrumentation driven. I mean, does this mean we can expect to see a change in your live shows?
Yeah, my live shows are a lot different. You know, I don't have a hype man on stage with me. I jump around like a maniacal, angry, petulant child, throwing temper tantrums, having seizures, and I try to give people their money's worth. I mean, me as a hip-hop fan, I never found it that entertaining watching some guy pace flat foot back and forth, left to right, telling people what to say, telling people what to do at shows. So I kind of wing it, and the show's different every night, you know. Sometimes I dive into monitors. Sometimes I hurt myself on stage accidentally because I'm a klutz. And then other times, I don't leave the stage. I'm a sweaty fucking mess every night. We're playing like a good hour. We play a good hour and a half straight. And I don't take any breaks. I don't have a hype man. And I look at it like a fucking workout. And I push myself through it. And, when my voice is cracking and I'm losing it and I'm singing every night, you know, I'm not just rapping. That's really easy to do. You know, it's easy to kind of keep your voice. But I've never sang on stage before, and I'm screaming and yelling and singing, and it's kind of hard to have that much, like, control. And so it's fun, you know, but I want to give people their money's worth. But it's also a lot part theater. So when you see the show, it's a song about despair, and you feel lost, and it's like this droning song for someone eating it. Get into character.
Okay, great. That brings me to my next question. Do you have any plans on coming back to the UK anytime soon, or?
Yeah, we're working on it. I'm in the process of trying to figure something out right now, perhaps for later in the year. I know the last time I was out there with Al, it was I think we played 93 East or something.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And it was a couple of days after.
Yeah. Listen, what we're going to do then, because obviously reception's getting a bit poor, we're just going to go to some listener questions. We've got plenty flying in. We're just going to take them as they've come in. First question then, who is Katie?
Okay. Oh, a lot of people, like, I've known so many Katies, and a lot of people, like, get it kind of fucked up. I know, like, about 7 Katies, and when you, as a lot of artists, maybe listening, or you just write tentative titles. You just kind of like locator tags, if you will, you know, just to kind of, I don't know what the name of this song is, so I'll just call it Fat Guy. That's later it becomes Fat Kids Need an Anthem. Same way that Inky, I Never Knew You, was Cereal. And the original, that original song was like, Katie's song or something, and then Katie sucks, and then it's not like my girlfriend or anything like that, or an ex-girlfriend.
No,
just
no.
Kind of naming songs.
Yep.
And like, you know, leaks get out there, and
Okay, that answers that question. Next question then: can we expect a collaboration with you and MF Doom?
Probably not. I feel like, I don't know, so many, I mean, I wouldn't say definitely not, but probably not, just because I told this the last time that we spoke about this, was that everybody's worked with you, man, so, you know, and I have a past with him. I was really close friends with Sub Rock, his brother, and I was... A long time back, I was supposed to do a a song about Sub, and it never happened. And then talked about the KMD record, and he asked me to get on the KMD record and make and do a song about Sub. That didn't happen, and I was going to use it. And that was around Hell's Winter time. I was going to make the song, and I didn't because I thought I was going to do it for the KMD record, and that didn't happen. And I made my record, and I'm not going to work with people just because everybody else does, you know. That makes a producer unattractive to me. I've already done that on Hell's Winter. I work with Shadow, you know. I have my team. I don't really need to. I'm not into, you know, borrowing other artists based on their names to try to sell records.
A few more questions. I'm going to cut these down because the line's a bit bad. Let's have a look at this one. One listener's saying, this listener's in Bulgaria, you recently have been very expressive about your thoughts on Michael Jackson's passing. How do you feel for those who don't know your thoughts on this, says the listener?
I mean, I don't really know what that is. That just sounds like someone who reads my fucking Twitter, and Twitter is just like brain farts, you know. I said, beat it, Michael Jackson. That's all I said. All I was saying was that, you know, the world stopped, and, you know, for some people and for other people, it didn't stop. You know, that same day, like, 80 people were, like, you know, attacked with, like, machetes, and it wasn't, like, front page. It was all about Michael Jackson's passing. You know, and I'm an abused kid, hey, he wasn't convicted of molesting children, but if you read between the lines, something was strange there. I was a Michael Jackson fan 20 years ago. When anyone dies, it's sad for certain people, but, that dude lived a great life. I mean, as an adult, I guess. I don't know. I'm probably just digging a bigger hole for myself with Michael Jackson fans that keep threatening me. It's awesome, though.
Yeah. He's not dead, though, is he? That's the thing. He's alive.
Him and Jim Morrison and Kurt Cobain's headless body are holding hands, skipping through Africa somewhere, apparently.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what somebody tweeted yesterday, so it must be true. Right, let me just give this one last question, then. So many questions, we can't get to them all. Faz asks this question. Can you recommend a good drug combination so I can get really mashed up?
What kind of combination?
A drug combination. The best drug combination you can recommend, asks this one listener.
Kind of silly. Any of them. I don't know. Let's see. I did a lot of PCP, so that probably would be the one that used to bang me up the most. So, I don't know. A friend of mine, Space Base, before, he smoked crack and dust out of a bowl, and he looked pretty fucked up based off of that. But be careful with that if you do that. I've never done that, but I wouldn't recommend it.
There you go. And on that note, we say thank you so much for your time tonight, Cage. I hope it's not been too painful for you. There you go. Thank you so much, man. God bless. Have a great show tonight. And hopefully we'll speak very, very soon. God bless. Cage on the Friday Night Live show. Right. Woo! Then. Indeedy. Right then. We've just been told that one of the original members of NWA is sat there awaiting our call. I'm going to play a brand new Step Brothers track. Then we're going to talk to him. Respect to that listener said that the guests so far have been very depressed, and it's been like the Samaritans. Well, I can see your point. Enjoy!
I take chances, slow flow with no visa. I heard plants don't grow for no people. I ran the animals over incidentally. Heavenly words spit codes over chemistry. I'm alone in a world full of broken homes. Break beats and broken sound barrier tones. She just married the mob, then got buried alone. Body singing like canaries to the feds on the phone.
I step into the dance with a spliff or sensei. Get down with the sounds from the ALC. Big brolic rope chains and tattoos.
Sashimi suits, EKs, gazelle frames, British knights and troops. Like the fresh fest, and I'm a definition of death. Out of sight, dynamite, fade right and go left. Serving it raw, no stretch, go underwater, no breath. No mouthpiece, I speak for myself, no rest. For publicity, my 0 to 60 is risky. And the flow brings me more dough than creamy crispies. When they're fresh out the oven, I'm dumbing. Peeling hunters off my knot, like peeling the skin off of an onion. So, like a dragon dungeon. Change your shitty drawers, cause your pants got dumped in. Marijuana spliffs give me bursts of energy.
The tone deaf flow, still chicks sweat the melody. My celery green weed is the better clover. Even if I'm over the bridge is never over. Watch the rain, Mr. Weather told ya. Get your leathers and your umbrellas whenever I'm never sober. To a verse, until I'm earth and never colder. I got momentum from the propeller, salute me soldier. We stay relevant through new blood, a little older. A little wiser, a little bolder. Unfold the red carpet cause I'm kicking this. Half the rappers platinum, the shit's ridiculous. Excuse my French, but I sat too many years on the bench to not vent and spit each word meticulous.
Somebody emailed tonight on the show saying, when are you going to get the Blackout crew from Bolton on? Well, we'll get them on. We'll get them on. Don't you worry about that. We are the supporter. You can tell I've just run up the studio stairs. We are the supporter of quality music. We are the supporter, of course, of quality music, especially if it's from Bolton. So, yes, listener, the Blackout crew will be with us. But very similar to the Blackout crew was a group in the 1980s called NWA. You might remember. You ever heard of them, Menace?
Who? Never heard of them. Never.
Yeah, I've not actually got anything by them, but apparently they did some good music. We're going to talk to one of the original. We're going to talk to one of the original members right now on the show. We told you it was guest packed. So if I could get my breath, and then we're going to call MC Ren. Where do we begin? Well, he's got a new film on the way. He's got a brand new album on the way. He's got a radio show on the way. We'll talk about that first, and then we'll go back. That's the plan anyway. Anything could happen. This is the Friday Night Live Show.
Hello?
Hello, hi. It's the Friday Night Live Show. We're here to talk to MC Ren.
Sorry, hold on one second. Hello,
MC Ren. Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Hey, man, what's up? What's up? I thought y'all was gonna stand me up, man. I was getting hot for a minute.
No, not at all. Not at all. Listen, thank you so much for taking the time out. 2009 is gonna be a real action-packed year for you. By the look of it, you've got the film, you've got the brand new album, you've got the radio thing popping off. There's so much happening. Where do we begin? Let's start with the new album. What can you tell us at the moment about this new joint?
My new album is called Reincarnated. You know what I'm saying? I'm 70% done with it right now. It's hot. And it's just, man, I can't wait for everybody to hear it, man. Because it's really tight, you know? Off the hook, you know? So it's going to have like 10 songs, man. I'm not putting no 15. I'm not putting no 18, all these fools do out here. I'm just putting like 10 songs. All of them going to be bangers. We could just listen to it from beginning to end instead of like getting like an album where everybody had like 15, 20 songs and they only got like one or two good songs. I'm bangers on mine.
That makes sense, and that is something refreshing to hear. Because, you know, one of the things we hear from so many artists is, you know, the first thing they'll say about their new album is, yeah, it has 19 tracks, and that's the first selling point. But you're saying this is a dope album, it's got 10 tracks. And the reason why it's so dope is because it's got 10 tracks. What can we expect from those 10 tracks there, man? Who can we expect behind the boards, all the sort of aesthetics of the whole album?
I don't want to give all of that away, man. I just want everybody to focus on me. Y'all going to get me for the whole 10. You know, the whole 10. Nobody. I might have a couple guest surprise people on there, but if I do it, it'd probably just be two, and that's it. And there'd be somebody that's super hard, both of them.
We seem to live in an industry today, don't we, where people lean very heavily on everybody else, and people buy albums, don't they, based upon who it features and not the artist themselves?
Exactly, and that's why I at first when I did it, I wasn't gonna have nobody. But it just so happened that I got in touch with somebody the other day that's, you know, real special to me, and I'm gonna have them on there probably. So that's about it. So it's just gonna be me. I hate getting albums. I hearing albums with like 20 million people on there. You know, if you got a solo album, you should be on there. Most of it.
Yeah, people should be buying you. They should be buying the artist. They bought the album for you. Not for the cover and all the features. They bought it for you, and that's how it should be. What about concepts, themes, moods? Are you willing to explain anything from the new album with regards to where you're going with the concepts and themes on the new joint?
Just put it this way, it's not like all the records out right now. Put it that way. I don't want to tell like what I'm saying and this and that. But it ain't going to disappoint, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to disappoint nobody, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be like, when you buy my album, it's not going to be like all these other albums. You're going to be satisfied, put it that way. I don't want to give away all my, everything I'm talking about, because I don't want nobody to try to rush and go record something talking what I'm talking, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave it under wraps, you know? It'll be out soon, though, you know?
The fact is, I mean, I'm asking you all these questions about the album. This is an MC Ren album. That's the begin of the fact and the end of the fact. You know what I mean? It's like, this is going to be quality because it's MC Ren. So it's just the people always want to know these sort of things now. And that's the way we're living, isn't it? We're living in a time where the internet is snappy. Everybody can just find things out. They can just get it. They can even download.
Exactly.
They can even download it.
Exactly.
How are you going to stop that,
exactly,
man? Things have changed dramatically over the past 2 years, 3 years. How are you going to stop people from just downloading it?
Well, some things you can't stop, you know what I'm saying? You can't stop everything, but I'm going to try to stop as much as I can, you know, and keep my hands and keep control of everything, but certain things I can't control, man, I just got to keep going, you know, keep matching with it, and, you know, the stuff I can control, I control. Other than that, I just won't even worry about it.
Absolutely. So I've got the new album, then. It's on the way, 2009. Let's talk about the film. Put us up to date on this new film that's coming up.
Talking about the NWA film?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? Well, right now it's in the script is getting wrote. So, you know, that's where it's at right now. The script is getting dead, and it's gonna be a big movie, man. I can't wait to see it, you know, all materialize on screen. Because it's to everybody out there listening, the movie is going down. It is gonna be an NWA movie. The script is getting rolled, you know, all the production study, going through all the beginning production, all that kind of stuff, you know, and it's going to be big, man. I can't wait to see it, and when it comes out, I hope everybody around the world check it out. It's going to be big.
It is. It's going to be phenomenal. You say then it's an NWA movie. That speaks for itself. Is it going to be a very truthful account of the life of NWA and no more? I mean, what can we expect? I know the script's still being written, but I mean, there must be a sort of pitch already being put up there for this is the beginning, this is the middle, this is the end of the film. What's it going to be?
Well, all I can say is it's going to be like pretty accurate. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be pretty accurate because Cube is, like, behind it, you know. So it's going to be pretty accurate, you know. And all of us will be, you know, giving our input or whatever, you know. So it's going to be pretty accurate. You know, you can't put everything in a whole story in, like, a two-hour movie or hour-and-a-half movie. So you're not going to get everything, but you're going to, the things you get, I'm sure it's going to be, I'm sure Cube going to make it, like, real tight, so.
Absolutely.
Just look forward for it.
Is there anything at this stage, which you're aware of, which is being left out of the movie?
Nah, I don't know, because it's still being wrote, you know what I mean? So I can't really speak on that. That's really all I can say about it, what I just said. You know, I don't want to get all, you know, ahead of myself about it, because I ain't going to do that.
And what about actors? I mean, obviously it's still being written, so that's probably, again, a difficult question to answer. But apart from yourself, then, have you any inclination at all? I mean, will DJ Pooh be involved with the direction with Cube? I mean, what sort of personnel are we looking at the moment?
I cannot tell you that. I do not know that right now. I cannot say.
Have you...
I have to say, like, no comment on that right now.
No comment.
You know what I mean? I can't tell you.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
And of
I
course,
have to come back later once it's dead, once the movie is dead, and I'll come back later, and I can tell you, like, I guess, like, probably before it's come out or something, maybe I know something then, but I have no idea.
The fact that we've got an NWA movie and Cube's behind it, and you're involved with it, I think's enough. What about the soundtrack? You thought about that? Yeah, that's something that just came across my mind. I mean, this is going to be one hell of a soundtrack, surely.
Yeah, we ain't had no talk about the soundtrack, but I'm sure it's gonna. I'm sure they're gonna, you know, they're gonna do a good job on it. You know, probably throw. I'm sure a lot of the old cuts on there, and I don't know new cuts. As far as new cuts go, I don't know how they're gonna do that. You know, it's too early to really tell right now.
Yeah, but I think this is, like you said, it's gonna be big. It's gonna be worldwide, isn't it? Because NWA were and are worldwide. You look at the influence, it speaks for itself. We don't need to go into great detail. It literally, the rappers of today speak for themselves about the impact of NWA. You've mentioned it very briefly a little bit earlier in the interview when we asked you about the album, but what are some of your biggest gripes at the moment, some of the biggest things that annoy you about the scene in general that we've got now in 2009?
One of the, like, the biggest gripes I have with the music business, you mean?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Just everything, man. It's just boring. It's just like simple-minded. You know what I'm saying? That's, if I could say that and make you understand, everything is just like just simple-minded. No creativity, no originality. You know, people trying to sound like everybody want to be T-Pain, and this is crazy.
Why is that? Why do you think everybody is being so simple-minded?
That's a good question, man. I don't know. They just ain't born with it or something, you know. I don't know. But I'm gonna change it when my record come out. When my record come out, it'll change.
Maybe it's the fans. Maybe it's the people. Maybe it's the fans to blame. Maybe it's the fans, you know, that have just become... Either hip-hop's become more popular, which I know it has, or the fans have become dumber. They accept less now. Maybe it's that.
Yeah. And I don't think the fans has really just got dumb. I just think if they don't have nothing good to choose from, they just going to take whatever they got until you put something that they could have a good choice to choose. You know? Yeah. And once you put it in front of them, they'll pick the best one.
Yeah. And of course, we cannot turn our eyes away from radio. I mean, I was absolutely astonished. I haven't listened to Hot 97 for many, many years, I've got to be honest. I did tune in, because we do a show with Peter Rosenberg on this station monthly. And I tuned in the other day to his show, and I was appalled. I know they say the home of hot hip-hop and R&B, but it was always an emphasis on hip-hop last time I listened. And now it was just pure R&B, and to even have that hip-hop tag, it astonished me here in the UK doing what we do. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, now, man, out here, a lot of these stations, like, stations that you think would play hip-hop or they represent hip-hop, you turn to it and it sounds like just nothing but, I don't even know how to describe it. It's more like house music mixed with R&B, and I don't know, man, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
No hip-hop.
Yeah, and it's money again, isn't it? Money exchanging hands. Money is, of course, the root of all evil. I'm just going to pass over to my co-host right now. Of course, he's got a few questions for yourself, MC Ren Menace.
How you doing, Ren? How you doing, bro?
Chilling. I'm chilling, man. What's up?
Pleasure to get you on the show, man. I've always been curious about the writing that went on behind the scenes between yourself, Cube, and the DOC writing for NWA. How did you guys decide and determine whose verses were going to be used and when?
Whenever it was me and Cube, like all our parts, we would write our own parts. But then when it came to Easy, certain songs, whatever, Dre would be like, you know, whatever record it was, he would be like, all right, Cube, you write Easy part for this, or you write this song for him, or whatever song, however Dre felt, whoever he felt, can write to that song that'll fit the music, you know, or he'd say, Doc, write to that, or he'd say, Ren, write to this, write Eric, write Easy something for this, or write, you know, just like that. It was just spontaneous, like Dre be like, boom, you do this, you do that, and you do that one. And it just came out like that.
Okay, I mean, was there ever any type of pressure or tension between yourselves with who was going to be writing for whatever track? Was there any competition? Good-hearted, of course?
Nah, not at all. It was just like, only competition we had was friendly competition. Like, when we was writing, we just wanted it to be tight because we knew, you know, everybody else would be like, nah, or, you know, nah, that don't sound cool. So that was the competition right there, trying to make it sound tighter than, you know, if I'm writing something, I want what I'm writing to be better than what Cube and Doc writing. If they writing, vice versa, same thing. So it was, there wasn't no arguments and no, you know, fights over nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good. That's good to hear. In past, we've had the pleasure of talking to the DOC twice on the show, and he's always been willing to give us, you know, inside information on how specific sessions went down and such. But what about yourself? I mean, are there any tracks that might surprise some of our listeners to hear that you wrote or even co-produced?
Say it one more time. I can hear you.
I was just wondering if there were any tracks that some of our listeners would be surprised to hear that you wrote or co-produced.
Yeah, every one on a JJ Fat album I wrote, and nobody knows. It's called what is it called? Stupid Dope Intro, Super Dope Intro, or something like that on their album they had.
Okay. How did that go down? Could you remember the session?
Yeah, they was in the studio. Dre was producing their album, and, you know, he gave me a track and told me to write to it. He's like, write a song for him for this track. Mm-hmm. You know, and I wrote it, and, you know, I said it different from how they said it, you know, me being me, but they did it the best they could do it, and that was it.
Now, speaking of Dr. Dre, speaking of writing, etc., are you involved at all with the recording, or have you been involved with the recording of Dr. Dre's new album, Detox?
Nope. I heard he was working on it, but I ain't been around while he's been working on it. Nah.
It seems like, I mean, when we speak to so many artists on the show, it seems like everybody almost uses it as a card to say, yeah, I'm involved, even when they're probably not. And for you just to say, no, I'm not involved, and leave it at that, it is surprising to me. Is there any reason for that, or is it just Dre's doing his thing and you're doing your thing?
Yeah, that's it. He's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. You know, just like he ain't on my record I'm working on, and I'm not on his, but I ain't mad at him. He's just doing his thing. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah. What's your relationship like, personal? I mean, are you both on good terms from a personal point of view?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, cool.
Good.
Cool with everybody in the group. Cool.
Oh, that's good. What about Yella? I've got to ask about Yella, man, because I know he went off on a whole different direction after N.W.A.
Yeah, he produced porn, man. You know, he's probably doing one right now.
Yeah.
Sitting up by the pool and... with a drink in his hand, with a camera on his shoulder, like, laughing.
Living the dream, living the life while we're sat here. Yeah, definitely.
And you know, it's funny, because in N.W.A. back in the day, we used to be in the studio. He would always bring porno movies to the studio and have them up on the screen, like, all day.
Really?
So now he's living out his dream right now, you know.
Have you seen his films? I'm assuming. I mean, does he do anything different other than just standard girl on girl, male on male? You know, does he take it anywhere?
Yeah, it's the same old stuff, man. Yeah. But, you know, I guess it's
Well, that's the main thing. Now, of course, before we get to thinking about rounding things up, we've mentioned the movie, we've mentioned the new album, which is coming from MC Ren very, very shortly. I mentioned radio a few moments ago. What's the deal? 'Cause I'm not quite sure. I spoke to Paulie a little bit, and he was saying you were in talks with an LA station about your own radio show.
Yeah, I was, man. But the talks have fell through, so... You know, I got some other people trying to, you know, get me on the other station because, you know, I always wanted to do radio. So, you know, ever since we started, I wanted to do radio. I just like radio stations, like being there, you know, the vibe, you know, you get to play the music you like and, you know, interact with the people, you know. So I'm going to do that again. I was on the air on an online station doing it for a while, but I had to stop. So I'm going to start back, though, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's It's a real blessing that we've got radio, but at the same time, and I don't want to use a cliche, but it is a real burden. I'm not going to say it's a curse, a gift and a curse, but it's a burden as well when it's misused. And it seems 80% now of radio out there, particularly in the US and now in the UK, is misused, isn't it? So it'd be great if you got your own show and you could keep control over what you played.
Exactly. That's what I plan to do, man.
And that's it for 2009. If we've been talking to a lot of guests tonight already, and the mood has been, if we can keep control, i.e. the artists and the radio, can keep control over what we play and what music you make in the studio, I'm sure the whole hip-hop scene would turn upside down in its head. We just need to take control back. That's what it's about. And listen, MC Ren,
right.
It's been an absolute pleasure. We look forward to the new album, and we're very looking forward to the brand new film as well. I'd like to say thank you so much for your time, and I hope we'll speak very, very soon.
I got to say one thing.
Yeah, sure.
I want to say one thing before I get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Everybody out there listening, man, go to iTunes. I got all my old solo albums on iTunes. So y'all can get them. They just got up. They ain't been out. I don't know how long. Go to iTunes and get them all.
There you go.
Say that.
Go and do it now. Yes. iTunes, MC Ren, every solo album up on there. God bless. Take care. Have a great night.
Right. Hey, thanks, man.
Ren, can you hear me? Why did I have to do that at the end? Sorry about that, listeners. I just wanted to catch your attention for one last thing, but I forgot. But it's cool. We can do it off air. Thank you so much to MC Ren. An absolute legend. So much feedback that's coming to the studio today saying, of all the NWA members, I felt he was the best. And I wanted just to quickly run down some of the feedback we've had today, even before he came on. So we've had Cage. We've had MC Ren. We've had MCM. Mm. We've got another guest on the way. It's Nonstop.
First of all, you a mobster, you too goon.
House nigga.
You fool, get chewed up, rude. I see you like to put your world online. Ain't nobody checking for you. They checking for your girls behind. While your homie in the bedroom, lusting his eyes.